Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians in our community. Today, we will get to know 16-year-old pianist Zion Akmal. Zion is a junior at Sunset High School, and he recently finished really well in the Portland Youth Philharmonic's piano concerto competition. He tied for second place, which means that next season he will be soloing, playing Scriabin actually, with the Portland Youth Conservatory Orchestra. Now, Zion told me he really hasn't competed much, and he was surprised to have done so well. So naturally, I wanted to know whether he struggles with nervousness.
For a while, I was not able to do public performance.
Oh, really?
I was very prone to nervousness and stress and things like that. But I think, once again, that gets better with practice and experience.
So how have you completely kicked the nerves when it comes to public performance? Or are you still kind of wobbly?
I kind of find comfort in the fact that I don't know if anyone has completely cracked the code to that specific thing. But you kind of start to think about what makes you nervous during maybe like a public performance is the fact that maybe, oh, people are going to judge you. Maybe it's like you won't play as well as you want to. One way that I've combated this, which it might not work for other people, but it's if you've practiced a lot and you've prepared for something, try not to think about it too much in the moment. And sometimes people say to be in the moment, but I find that if I'm just going through the motions of whatever maybe piece I want to play or phrases, that I can eventually get through it without having that kind of nervous feeling in my stomach while I'm doing it.
So a lot of it is just preparation, being ready for the moment.
Being ready for the moment, and then when the moment is here, it'll take its course, I think. I wanted to keep exploring all these different aspects of the arts, and not just music, but also writing and other humanities-related activities like that.
So tell me about that, about writing.
The type of writing I enjoy most is poetry. Seeing that connection between music and writing, that it's a way of communicating, it's a way of emotional expression. This idea that I can put notes in some order, in some rhythm, and make someone feel something, or put some words in some order and have an emotional reaction. I was fascinated by this concept.
Was there a particular poem that lit your fire? Can you tell me about that?
I think it started with the poet Edgar Allan Poe, who is famous for having kind of depressing poems,
yeah.
Almost. He was very...
frightening poems,
too. Yeah, especially frightening. But it was definitely, this person wasn't doing this just to impress someone, or just, he was kind of doing it from his heart, from his soul. And so I think that was kind of the starting point when I realized that I really enjoyed kind of speaking from the very core, I think. My name is Zion Akmal, and I am 16 years old. My family background is mostly in kind of STEM-based subjects, and so obviously from a young age I was kind of taught to go through those kinds of, you know, subjects like math and science. And I do have an interest in some of those things, but I think it's a different kind of interest, where my interest in science or chemistry or physics, it's an appreciation for what it does and how it helps me progress in the future. And I think this other section of emotional expression, music, poetry, writing, I think that kind of interest can be categorized as kind of a personal exploration. So both, you know, hold a place in my life, and I'm happy to have both of them. Astronomy was kind of a colliding point between those sciences and those humanities.
Oh.
Because I really enjoy taking out my telescope every once in a while and looking at the moon or the stars, and My family will tell you I always know when the next, you know, lunar eclipse is coming. So it was a very kind of happy accident, I would say, to have come across something that gives me both that personal engagement and also that kind of scientific aspect in the future.
Has any of your astronomical viewings inspired music or poetry?
It has, actually, now that you mention it. I haven't made many formal compositions, but I've done a lot of improvisations and things like that. And my compositions, I like to capture a feeling rather than maybe a specific event. I like having that kind of atmosphere, that kind of aura that happens when I listen to music.
Because my brain does not work like that. Like, I feel like improvising is a gift. I certainly am lacking. Can you tell me, when you sit down, you turn on the recorder and you're just improvising, do you feel like is your brain going a million miles? Is it a thinking experience or is it a feeling experience?
I would definitely have to say it's a feeling experience. I think the thinking comes into play with kind of my understanding of technique. You know, these are some of the, if I'm in a specific key signature, I can use these scales, these notes, and it'll sound good. I think the feeling part comes where let's go on a limb and randomly choose some notes and see how it sounds. And if it doesn't sound good, we can, you know, try another one. And it's kind of this feeling out of the surroundings and always going back to what's the theme and kind of what do I want to say. And I think it goes from there. I'm not a very extroverted person. And so I find music to be a sort of outlet in that respect. And it's kind of more in touch with my personality than maybe, you know, talking to a stranger or something like that. I find music to be that kind of other pathway to communication that is maybe in tune with who I am as a person.
That is 16-year-old Zion Akmal. The music you've been hearing in the background has all been Zion's improvisations. Beautiful, right? Zion is a junior at Sunset High School, and he recently finished really well in the Portland Youth Philharmonic's piano concerto competition. He tied for second place, which means that next season he will be soloing with the Portland Youth Conservatory Orchestra, so keep your ears open for details. I'm Krista Wessel. This has been On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 o'clock we celebrate young musicians in our community. And as a reminder, every single episode of On Deck has been archived at our website, along with photos, videos, and more information about these kids. So, to listen to this episode of On Deck again and to learn more about Zion Akmal, just head to allclassical.org. Click Programs and then On Deck. And again, thank you for joining me today. I hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.